Fruit Fly Zone expands, La Mesa trolley lot closes for housing, Santee Council meets tonight. The 76-square-mile Mexican fruit fly quarantine declared effective June 22nd overlaps 19 square miles with an existing La Mesa quarantine zone, creating two distinct but partially merged regulated areas in the heart of East County. The eradication method is aerial release of sterile male flies, up to 250,000 per square mile per week across up to 50 square miles, a protocol California has used successfully in prior infestations. Properties within 200 meters of detection sites are being treated with organic spinosad, a USDA-approved pesticide derived from soil bacteria, and fruit removal is occurring within 100 meters of mated female detection sites. The rules are legally binding. No homegrown produce may leave a quarantined property, including transfers to neighbors, transport to workplaces, or sales at farmers markets. Given the prevalence of backyard fruit trees in Spring Valley, Lemon Grove, and El Cajon, residents are urged to confirm their address status proactively by calling 1-800-491-1899 rather than assuming they fall outside the zone. Also effective today, the Spring Street Trolley Station's main parking lot in La Mesa closes to begin approximately 2 years of construction for Affirmed Housing's $106 million transit-oriented development. The project will deliver 147 total units, 145 affordable apartments plus two manager units, across two six-story buildings, with vertical construction expected to begin in late July. Only ADA spaces will remain at Spring Street during construction. Green Line riders are directed to Grossmont Station, Massachusetts Avenue Station, or 70th Street Station as alternatives. Santee City Council meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, Telo 601 Magnolia Avenue, with the session available live on Santee TV. Speaker slips must be submitted before an agenda item is called. Separately, Phase 2 construction is underway this month on the 12,500-square-foot community center at Telsunder 129 Riverwalk Drive, with a projected public opening of November 2027. The YMCA footbridge remains closed through the summer.